This Is Earth and Sky with a question from a listener. She writes, I've heard about light pollution and how it's robbing us of our ability to see the night sky. Is there any biological impact of all the lighting used throughout the world?
We contacted three experts on light pollution, and they all agreed that while there are many specific examples of the effects of light pollution on life, more work is needed. For example, baby sea turtles hatch at night on Florida beaches. They normally crawl toward the faint glint of starlight and moonlight on the sea. Florida laws require reduced beach lighting during sea turtle nesting season, but many turtles still become disoriented and crawl inland, where they fall victim to traffic and predators.
Migrating birds might be drawn to lights on buildings and relay towers. Sometimes they collide. No firm estimate exists for the number of birds affected, but more than 10,000 dead and injured birds were found one morning several years ago at the base of a microwave tower in Nebraska. In Toronto, many office buildings turn out lights during migration season to save birds.
And as for plants, there are reports of trees near streetlights keeping their leaves in the fall. They can suffer freeze damage when winter begins. To ask us your science question, come to earthsky.org. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.